now, Ben Bailey.
See, here is water. What does hinder me from being baptized? Acts chapter 8, verse 36. Welcome to our study of accounts of conversion in the book of Acts. People often ask the question, what do I need to do to get saved? Well, a more biblical question is, what must I do to be saved? Acts 16, verse 30 and 31, and it is the book of Acts that answers that question. Our second account of conversion is that of the Ethiopian eunuch. This man is already a religious individual. He's been up to Jerusalem to worship. He has a desire to serve God. And God speaks to one of his servants, Philip, and he tells him, you go down and you overtake the chariot, and you're going to teach this man the gospel in essence. Well, he arrives, and the man's already reading the Bible, and so we know he is hearing the Word of God. And so he asks the question, do you understand what you read? And his response is, how can I unless someone teach me? And so he hears the Word of Christ. He is taught the gospel. Salvation comes by the power of God's Word. Romans 1:16. We've got to receive that implanted Word to be saved. James chapter 1 and verse 21. And so just like in Acts chapter 2, here's a man who had to hear the Word to be saved. And so he's teaching him the gospel. And he starts right there in Isaiah 53. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, so he didn't say anything. He was silent. And he says, I ask you, is this man talking about himself? Is the prophet talking about himself or some other man? And from that point, he began to teach him about Jesus Christ. Evidently, he taught him more than just what it said here. For they come to a certain water. He says, here's water. What does hinder me from being baptized? Evidently, he taught him about the importance of being baptized to get into Christ, but before he was ready, he had to meet the second step. If you believe with all your heart, you may. Acts chapter 8, verse 34 following. To be saved, a person must believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the only way of salvation. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. John 14, verse 6. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, Peter taught the Jews, nor is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And so he heard God's Word. He believed. Evidently, this is a man who's ready to change his life. He's ready to change from Judaism and turn to Christ and Christianity. There's the idea of repentance. To be saved, a person must turn from that which is not God's way, that which is sin, and turn to God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, we learn about the Thessalonians and their repentance. They turn from idols to God to serve the true and the living God. They stopped doing that which is wrong. They looked to God and started doing that which is right. Then you must be willing to make the good confession. Peter said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. You know what that man said? I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Just as Romans 10, verse 10 teaches, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then that man had to be baptized before he was able to rejoice in salvation. They stopped the chariot after his good confession. They both got down out of the chariot. They both went down into the water. He baptized him, and they came up out of the water. Isn't it interesting that as he teaches him about Christ, and as this man desires to become a Christian, he asks this question, here is water, what hinders me? Hinders me from what? From being a Christian and obeying the gospel. He was being taught, and he understood properly, the hindrance between him and being in Christ was obedience to the gospel in baptism. That stands between every person and God. Jesus said, he that believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark 16, 16. Saul was told, arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And so in our second account of conversion, we see the man heard the Word of God. He believed in Jesus as God's Son. He was willing to change from the old to the new and repent in his life. He was willing to confess Jesus as the Son of God, and he was willing to be baptized. Have you followed the pattern of what we've seen today? Are you sure that you've obeyed God's plan of salvation? Maybe somebody told you, just say the sinner's prayer and you'll be saved. You know, we didn't see that in Acts chapter 8. In fact, you don't see that anywhere in the New Testament. There is not a sinner's prayer that leads to salvation. You can search the Bible from Matthew to Revelation and you won't find it. Maybe somebody told you just to believe. That isn't what that man did. He did more than believe. He was also baptized. Are you sure that you're right with God? Are you sure you've been saved the way God says to? Friend, if not, more than anything, we want you to obey God's plan of salvation. We want you to become a New Testament Christian. Won't you obey the gospel now while you know what God wants you to do? Won't you obey it before it's everlastingly too late? And then, just like the Ethiopian eunuch, you can go on your way rejoicing. Won't you do what God wants you to before you lose that opportunity and before our time runs out?